Anchorage, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
At mouth, possible deal for Syria. I'm Elliot Francis. The White House has canceled an upcoming meeting between President Obama and Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. This after the Philippines president leveled a vulgar rant at Mr. Obama for weighing in on his policy towards drug dealers. Correspondent Athena Jones has more.
He said he's not an American puppet, but then later on in Tagalog, the native language of Philippines, he called the president a son of a b-. So these are harsh, harsh words, and not the kind of words you often see at this level on the world stage.
An agreement to reduce violence in Syria could be in the works between Russia and the U.S. Correspondent Fred Plankin.
There is still a big issue to try and determine which groups the two sides are going to combat. And then the U.S. still has a large problem with what they say is the amount of civilian casualties that Russia's air campaign in Syria is causing.
The Russian president telling reporters at the G20 summit an agreement could be reached in just a few days. I'm Elliot Francis. Bill Cosby's attorneys will try to keep key evidence out of his sexual assault case when he returns to court later today. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
There will be a line of TV cameras and reporters waiting outside Montgomery County Court following Cosby's every move as the 79-year-old walks into the building today. The judge is expected to set a date for the start of Cosby's trial, but first the defense and prosecution will present some pretrial motions. The big question is, will the judge allow any of the 50 or so other women who've come forward with sexual assault allegations testify at the trial? The defense will also want to delve into Andrea Constand's past and why she didn't initially go to police with her complaint. She claims Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her at his home in 2004. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
British Airways says it's working to fix a problem right now with its check-in system that's causing mounting delays. The computer glitch appears to be affecting systems at multiple airports across the country. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. As you head off to work this morning after the long holiday weekend, you may need to give yourself plenty of extra time.
Today is known as Terrible Traffic Tuesday because everyone is back on the roads heading to work or school. Nicholas Ramfos with the National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board says the gridlock won't just be bad today.
We went back about 5-6 years and looked at it, and it just seemed like that every September is much higher than what you typically would see in July or August.
And that doesn't count the fact that Metro's SafeTrack program is continuing. So what can you do? Leave earlier or later than normal, or see if you can telework. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It is the first day of school across Northern Virginia. Kids in Fairfax County, Arlington, and Alexandria, among others, return for the start of classes today. Most schools in Maryland opened last week. Pepco customers in Montgomery County get the chance tonight to let utility regulators know what they think of Pepco's proposed rate increase. If approved, the typical residential bill would go up about $13 a month. Abby Milstein with the group Power Up Montco says the Pepco-Exelon merger foreshadowed this.
The whole portents for this merger was that, you know, it was going to improve reliability and people would see a reduction in rates, allegedly. And clearly, not only have we not seen reliability improvements, but we're also seeing a rise in rates.
Milstein is critical of the Maryland Public Service Commission for failing to stand up to Pepco. D.C.'s outgoing police chief says the criminal justice system in Washington is broken. In an interview with the Washington Post, Kathy Lanier says the system allows repeat violent offenders back on the street. In fact, she says the system is, quote, beyond broken. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,492, the NASDAQ at 5250. Sports, the Nationals cut their magic number for clinching the NL East to 17 with a win over Atlanta. The Orioles gained some ground with a win over the Rays. At the U.S. Open, top-ranked Serena Williams advances to the quarterfinals. WMAL News Time 504 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And off to a good start on 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Still quiet as well. Maryland 95, Baltimore Washington Parkway and 29 down to the Beltway. Now the Beltway good news. Through Silver Spring, no road work. I'm seeing lanes wide open to the Wilson Bridge through Annandale and Tysons. It's a great time to get going as a 66 out of Gainesville toward the Beltway and through Falls Church without any early troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the coastal flood advisory 2 hour east, but that will expire once we get past high tide. The early clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies. We'll hit 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, stray shower, thunderstorm, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Chantilly, 61 in Damascus, 72 degrees in Washington. The president of the Philippines tones down his rhetoric a bit after calling President Obama an SOB. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL. Tuesday morning, time to get up and get started. And by the way, this is Terrible Traffic Tuesday. This is when all school and jurisdictions are back in school, and the traffic gets to be about as bad as it's going to be, but we're going to help you through all that this morning. And while we're doing that, we've got great stuff lined up to help you get through the morning and figure out what's going on in your world. 7:05, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will join us. 7:35, a special Tuesday appearance by Larry Kudlow. Ann Coulter will join us at 7:45 to talk about the passing of Phyllis Schlafly. David Drucker with the Washington Examiner. Congress returns for a short while. And we'll talk to Brett Decker, who wrote a book called The Case for Trump. That's at 8:35 this morning. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor is off, taking a few days off. But joining us here in studio, we're very honored to have Katie Pavlich. She's an editor with townhall.com, the Hill columnist, but you see her all the time on Fox News as well. Katie, it's always a pleasure.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's great to be here after a long three-day weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Spend some time at Niagara Falls this weekend.
Oh, really?
It was great, yeah. I took advantage of the great weather, so happy to be in the chair with you this morning.
Well, it's good to have you here. And by the way, our weather here turned out to be a lot better than anybody expected.
Hermine didn't have anything on D.C.
No, it was all right. It was okay.
Thank goodness.
Listen, I want to start off this morning because the last time we were with you, some things have happened. A few things have sort of dropped into our little hands here.
Mostly shoes. Lots of shoes dropping.
We have to talk about Hillary's email investigation. The FBI released documents that gave us some insight into how they conducted the investigation and what they learned in the investigation, which, as you know, ended with a recommendation that there not be prosecution. I'm pretty stunned by that, given what we now know was in that investigation and what they found in that investigation. By now, you probably have seen some of this, read some of the stories, and so I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to weigh in on this. Based on what you have read about this investigation, do you believe that Hillary is stupid? Is she incompetent? Or is she lying?
All of the above.
Because it has to be one of the three.
Right.
It could be all of them. That's right. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. I got to tell you, Katie, when I started reading this stuff, and it's like every time you look at a story on this, you find some new element to it, and you go, how in the world did the FBI not come to a conclusion that this was worthy of a prosecution?
Right. So let's start with the FBI's reasoning for not following through with prosecution on this. FBI Director James Comey in July said that there was no intent found when they did this criminal investigation, not of Clinton's email server, but of multiple servers. So last week on Friday, naturally, in good DC fashion, the FBI released their long-awaited report, which is somewhat detailed about the investigation, but there's, you know, half of the report is not there, and much of it is redacted. However, the report shows that Hillary Clinton, let's not forget that when a year ago, the New York Times published a story busting her for using a private email server. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks after that story came out, BleachBit was used by a staffer to wipe the email archive clean.
Yep.
Now, if that is not intentional, what is? And let's not forget that Hillary Clinton also said that she only deleted emails that were personal in nature. You think that they really needed to wipe the server clean after a report on the personal server?
Well, that's not true because they found 17,500 emails that deal with work that she had not handed over.
Right. And let's go through a couple more of the revelations that we saw on Friday because they really are amazing. You know, people who don't live in D.C. often ask me, is House of Cards a real thing? And I always say, yes, it is. Look at the Clintons. So we know now that Hillary Clinton, according to her aides, often replaced her BlackBerry, and whereabouts of the old device would frequently become unknown.
I mean, they lost it.
She lost multiple BlackBerries. When she didn't lose the BlackBerries, they were turned over to Clinton staffers to be smashed with hammers. Mm-hmm. We know that Hillary Clinton claimed in her famous, now infamous, UN press conference last year when she said, I used one device for convenience. Well, that's a lie. The FBI says she used 13 of them.
Right.
Five of them were iPads. Three of those iPads are missing. There was a laptop that was sent from a Clinton.
Yeah, how about that story? Yeah.
From a Clinton Foundation. No, so Clinton Foundation staffer, so Clinton Foundation laptop was sent in the mail to Hillary Clinton containing her entire email archive, and it just got lost.
Mm, how about that?
And the FBI, and the key here is this. The FBI asked for all of these things to be turned over, required to be turned over as part of a criminal investigation into her email server. And the Clinton excuse was, sorry, got lost in the mail. These other ones got smashed with a hammer. I know
where they're
going to
find
it.
They're going to find it in that box with the Rose Law Firm records.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it'll show up eventually. Oh, look, we found it in our closet.
But can you imagine if you were under criminal investigation as a regular American citizen,
right,
and you told the FBI that your laptop got lost in the mail and that you're unable to provide your email archive under subpoena to the FBI? It is unbelievable. And the idea that Hillary Clinton denied all of this, you know, there's multiple and dozens of times in this report where she says she could not recall what classification was. She claimed that she didn't get classification training, which, by the way, is bogus because she was the first lady. She was a senator from New York for 8 years.
She was Secretary of State. I remember her saying at some point, I'm a senator. I know how this stuff works. Well, now she's saying to the FBI, I don't have any real understanding of how this all works.
Well, and then she made up the most ridiculous excuse. Mm-hmm. She says that she believed the C marking stood for alphabetization organization of the emails.
But she might have missed the fact that there was no A or
there
B.
There was no A, B, D, E, F, G, H, etc.
Maybe she
but
thought
yet that was what she told the FBI, that she thought that the C was just a way to alphabetize and organize the emails.
Right. Well,
and
listen,
this is what she got away with.
There's a whole bunch of stuff in here. I mean, the Washington Examiner, Byron York, is sniffing around, and his headline is, from FBI fragments, and we don't have the entire report. We don't have the interviews. We just have some of their 302s, which what they decided whether or not there was a case and what they revealed there. But the actual interviews we don't have. But he says from FBI fragments, a question: did Team Clinton destroy evidence under subpoena? And then the Washington Examiner also has a story out there. I think it's very good, and I'd recommend it to anyone. Said the 10 takeaways, and the first two are: is she incompetent? She didn't recognize classified material. She withheld nearly 17,500 work-related emails. She used 13 mobile devices. She lost those mobile devices. The State Department said don't even use mobile devices, but she did anyway. She was never authorized to conduct a State Department business on a private server. She had feared at one point that she had indeed been hacked. And the Clinton deleted emails after the New York Times revealed that there was a private server. All of this is pretty damning stuff. But apparently in the mind of the FBI and the Clinton and the Obama Justice Department, there wasn't enough there to go forward with a prosecution. I don't understand it.
Well, and one thing I think that's important to point out is that Hillary Clinton either lied on her State Department non-disclosure agreement, or she lied to the FBI. Because let's not forget, at the beginning of her tenure at the State Department, she signed a classified information non-disclosure agreement, signing that she understood that she needed to handle classified information with extreme care. And yet here we are today with her claiming that she thought the C classification confidential marking meant that her emails were just alphabetized.
Wow. Listen, there's a lot more here. We want to take your calls. I mean, because the way it comes down is either she is the most incompetent human being on the planet, or she is lying. And either way, I think she's disqualified to be president because of that. What do you think it is? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives here on WMAL. Let's check in with Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, we're off to a really quiet start. This is good. Virginia, 95 out of Stafford toward the Beltway, 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. Not much to tell you about around the Capitol Beltway, and that is for Virginia and Maryland both. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 here we come, and inside the Beltway down to New York and Kenilworth Avenue with travel lanes all reported open, the way we like to start off the commute for sure. And for 270 out of Frederick, a little bit of volume as you push toward the Monocacy. I can see some of those brake lights, but beyond, still quiet through Clarksburg and down through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, listen, we had a great holiday weekend, and looks like it's going to be a warmish day today. Early clouds, sunny skies this afternoon. 91. Tonight, 70 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a thunderstorm is possible. Again, high of 91. Thursday, 94. Friday, 94. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 74 degrees. 517 on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Why the Secretary of State of the United States doesn't know that a C in front of a paragraph means confidential information. One, she's stupid. Or two, she's lying. Or possibly three, a brain injury has made her incompetent. I don't know. I happen to think it's the middle one.
That was Rudy Giuliani this weekend talking about what we have learned from these FBI documents. Tucker Carlson had an interesting thought on this, talking about what he drew from all of that. Listen to what Tucker Carlson had to say.
It gets to the heart of her argument on her own behalf. Her argument is, look, you may not like me, but I'm competent. I know what I'm doing. I've been around. I'm a sober, serious adult. Really? This is not the picture of a sober, serious adult. And by the way, neither are the fruits of her 4 years as Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. It just didn't work out that well in the end for the United States or for the world. Ask the people of Libya.
Katie, I keep thinking about that old Steve Martin routine where he used to say, you know, how many times do we get into trouble that we could have gotten out of if we had simply just uttered the words, I forgot? And he goes on to say, you get arrested for armed robbery, and you say, I forgot armed robbery was illegal. I mean, really, that's what we're getting from her. It's, I forgot, I don't remember, can't recall. What a bunch of
The thing is that when you look at what we're dealing with here, classified top secret information, you're not allowed to forget. Anyone else wouldn't have been allowed to forget, to lose their BlackBerry, anything like that. Clinton told the FBI, according to these notes, that she didn't understand classification. Well, yesterday on her plane, after 275 days of not having a press conference, she said, quote, I went into the State Department understanding classification. I've been on the Senate Armed Services Committee for years before I was Secretary of State. I take classification very seriously. And the fact that I couldn't remember certain meetings, whether or not they had occurred, doesn't in any way affect the treatment I had and still have of classified material.
But that's not what she told the FBI.
That's not what she told the FBI. And let's not forget, this was not just one piece of classified information. This was 2,000 pieces of classified information on multiple servers on 13 different devices that she used.
gross negligence across the board. To the phone lines we go. What do you think about all this? Lynn in Martinsburg. You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Katie Pavlich.
Good morning. Just want to say that this is an excellent opportunity for the Trump team to just plaster the TV airwaves, radio airwaves ads on just bring it to the attention of how corrupt this government we have is, and we need to do something now.
All right, Lynn, thank you for that. I greatly appreciate the call. Yeah, I don't see the Trump people hammering on this, though. Do you?
Actually, in fact, Donald Trump over the weekend, rather than hammering on this report, decided to attack Jeff Flake, who is a Republican.
Yeah.
So I think the Trump campaign needs to get refocused on Hillary's emails. That would be helpful. There's lots of material here, 58 pages of it, and we should just stay away from more of the infighting at a time when Hillary's in the news.
Denny in Spotsylvania, you're up next with Brian and Katie.
If we had an independent, you know, FBI director like J. Edgar Hoover was, who didn't care about what party was in office, Hillary would have been prosecuted. If we had, if this was a Republican, they'd have been prosecuted. And, you know, like you said, it's 2,000 emails now, you know, is the estimate by the FBI. And each different one is a separate instance and a separate crime that involves three felony statutes, 18 United States Code 793, 18 United States Code 1924, and 18 United States Code 2071. And all three of those are felonies under each instance, which means we're looking at 6,000 felonies.
You speak as if you have a little knowledge about this.
I have been doing research. I've been paying attention to it. I have been, you know, I mean, I'm not just going to sit back here and idly take the words of the Clintons sitting there going, oh, well, but, you know, I just forgot. You know?
I just forgot that I signed that non-disclosure agreement and that agreement that I would definitely take care of classified information. No, I just forgot what the C means. That was alphabetical.
Brendan in Stafford, you're on with Brian and Katie. What do you think?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that when you sign that non-disclosure, it states in there that you're supposed to protect classified information, whether it's marked or not marked.
Yes, sir. That is correct. That's absolutely right. And as Secretary of State, she would know what classified information was regardless of whether it was marked or not.
You know, in this town, you run into people all the time who have special classification, can look at top secret material, and they all shake their head in amazement.
Yeah, they say this
is basic security 101 stuff. And mm-hmm. if I did the same thing that she'd done, believe me, I'd have been run out of town on a rail.
And in prison.
More straight ahead. It is now 5:22 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Call 202-625-4370.
Let's talk about home security for a moment with Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price, just $19.95 a month? So stop paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring when you can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees you a response time. Secondly, they make it really easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month rate. Lastly, at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And let's do this. When you make the switch to Ackerman, just mention WMAL and get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Plus, as an extra special offer for September, new customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed, so you can see who's at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Doxycycline is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, we're off to a pretty good start around the region as far as the Beltway, 270, 66, 95, 395. But right now, an additional wrinkle in Metro Rail. They were under Safe Track Surge number 8, where the blue lines are single tracking between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn. But officials tell me right now they have a track problem in that area where they're single tracking outside of Van Dorn, and they've suspended service completely. So no single tracking, no trains going through between Franconia, Springfield, Van Dorn right now, and they're setting up a shuttle bus service. I'll keep you posted on all that and as that develops. I will take you around the region and into town across the 14th Street Bridge. Good. I'm looking at the Key Bridge, Southeast-Southwest Freeway. Both directions good to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another hot day on this Tuesday, and the temperatures will continue to rise. We will see the early clouds give way to mostly sunny skies at 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It's 526 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Katie Pavlich in for Larry, taking some time off. We're talking about Hillary and all of the documents that came out last Friday and the things we have learned that the FBI knew, but ultimately came to the conclusion that there should be no prosecution of Hillary Clinton for her private email server. It's pretty striking to me, Katie. I mean, on one hand, publicly she says, you know, she understands how classified material works.
Right.
But then to the FBI, she says, oh, I didn't understand. And she says she's competent. But then to the FBI, she says, I don't remember. I can't recall. And she says she's healthy. But then she talks about how the concussion may have impacted her memory.
Mm-hmm.
So which is it?
Right.
She has this whole public persona that she presents to you and me on the campaign trail. But through the FBI, she tells a completely different story. And the difference is you cannot lie to the FBI.
Well, she can, and she did. And I think it's actually important to point out that we shouldn't allow Hillary Clinton off easy with this incompetent label. She knew exactly what she was doing. She knows exactly who she's talking to and the story she's telling both the FBI and the American people. She knows exactly what she's doing, and she's corrupt, and let's not let her get away with just the incompetence label.
Well, at 7:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. I'm certain he will have some things to say about this. It is now 5:28.
It's almost fall. The kids are back in school, and now's the time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. Hi, this is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. Whether you want a new countertop or complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. First, you need time to work with one of our experienced designers to create a kitchen or bath that's perfect for your family. And you need time to make your product selections. Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place. It's a place where the kids can do homework while you prepare dinner, or where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, or visit one of our 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. Cabinet Discounters will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation with an experienced designer at Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
President is overseas, but he took time out to talk about Colin Kaepernick and his decision not to stand during the presentation of the flag and singing of the national anthem. Wait till you hear this. You're just not going to believe it. 5:30 in the nation's capital, it's time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump may have just added another layer of confusion to where he stands on immigration, particularly what's to become of the millions of people already in this country illegally.
He told reporters on his plane yesterday that that is something he would deal with later down the line after he puts in place the security measures he's proposed.
Can you rule out that one possibility in that determination?
I'm not ruling out anything.
No, I'm not giving a pathway to legal status. No.
Now, that is a far cry from what he said in his immigration speech less than a week ago.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, took questions from reporters aboard her new campaign plane, including one asking Clinton if her recently released State Department emails demonstrate a casual attitude toward classified material.
You know, I went into the State Department understanding classification. I'd been on the Senate Armed Services Committee for years before I was Secretary of State. I take classification seriously. The fact I couldn't remember certain meetings, whether or not they had occurred, doesn't in any way affect the commitment that I had and still have to the treatment of classified material.
Today, Clinton heads to Tampa for a campaign event focused on national security. President Obama is in Laos and expressing a U.S. moral obligation to that country when speaking about helping heal the lasting wounds of the 9-year covert bombing campaign during the Vietnam War. This is the day some call Terrible Traffic Tuesday, the day when everyone is back from summer vacation and the long Labor Day weekend. Schools back in session today across Northern Virginia. Maryland kids went back last week, and traffic experts say you might be wise to allow plenty of extra time today to get where you're going. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,492. The Nasdaq at 52.50. Sports: Max Scherzer improves to 16-7 as the Nats beat the Braves. The Orioles top Tampa Bay. U.S. Open tennis: top-ranked Serena Williams advances to the quarterfinals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, still pretty decent out of Stafford toward Aquia. It's right now in the Woodbridge area where we're seeing those brake lights and a stalled car crowding the right lane northbound on 95 near 234. Stay to the left, but just a brief delay to pass the scene there. 395, still good. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge without any troubles. Southeast Southwest Freeway, each direction into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Good. In Southeast DC, a crash closes a stretch of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue between Howard Road and Morris Road. I'll let you know as soon as they get any of those lanes open for you. On 270, heaviest stretch right now as you leave Frederick down past the Monocacy and Urbana down toward 109. Reminder again on Metro Rail, right in the area where SafeTrack Surge number 8 is in place, where they had been single tracking between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn. Right now, no train service. The train service has been suspended on the blue line due to a track problem outside of Van Dorn station, and they have the shuttle buses set up. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some clouds to start the day. We could use those for shade later on because it is going to get hot. We lose the clouds. We get mostly sunny skies. We hit 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Stray shower, thunderstorm tomorrow, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Herndon, 63 in Silver Spring, 72 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here, day after Labor Day, Tuesday morning. Terrible traffic Tuesday, but we got that covered for you with Jamie Witten. At 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva, he'll have plenty to say about these FBI documents that have been released. Larry Kudlow making a special Tuesday appearance at 7:35. Ann Coulter will join us briefly at 7:45 to reflect on the life of Phyllis Schlafly, who passed away yesterday. 8:05, we'll talk to David Drucker from the Washington Examiner about Congress returning. And then we'll talk to Brett Decker, who is the co-author of The Case for Trump, who also has some things to say about the passing of Phyllis Schlafly. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor is taking some time off, and we are pleased to be joined this morning by TownHallCon.com editor, Hill columnist, Fox News contributor, Katie Pavlich. Katie, good to have you.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here filling in for Larry. Can't believe he's letting me do this.
Yeah.
What he doesn't know. So you've all probably been paying attention to the Colin Kaepernick controversy, quarterback, now backup quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Well, if Barack Obama had a son, he'd sure probably act a lot like Colin Kaepernick. President Obama just had to weigh in on the controversy, even though he said he hasn't really been paying attention to football. Let's hear from the president at G20, cut number 5.
The national anthem and the meaning that that holds for our men and women in uniform and those who fought for us, that is a tough thing for them to get past, to then hear what his deeper concerns are. But I don't doubt his sincerity based on what I've heard. I think he cares about some real legitimate issues that have to be talked about.
So Colin Kaepernick has been sitting in preseason games, refusing to stand for the national anthem. And his excuse is that he's not going to stand and salute a flag during the national anthem that he believes represents oppression in America. And President Obama's response isn't, well, he's being disrespectful and maybe he should find a different way to exercise his constitutional rights. He then defends Kaepernick by saying, if nothing else, what he's done is generated more conversations around topics that needed to be talked about. And then he puts the responsibility on the military for being offended and upset and not being able to get past their feeling of disrespect from Colin Kaepernick, because Colin Kaepernick has something to say about this. I find it unbelievable. And yes, you can say the president standing up for the rights of a citizen to exercise his constitutional rights. That's fine. But for him to then bring the military in and say that they're the ones who have a hard time getting past seeing someone disrespect the flag and not stand up for the national anthem really is something else. This was another time in a long line of instances during President Obama's tenure where he could have stood up as the president of the United States and been a uniter and said, American flag, despite America's problems, has gotten us through a lot. And it will get us through this as well. And I'm wondering if President Obama, as he said, I haven't been paying much attention to football, happened to see the socks that Colin Kaepernick was wearing at practice. They're pigs in police hats. And this is what President Obama is defending.
Yeah, this is when you look at this, he says, look, you are right about this. He seems to be putting it on the people who have served this country so ably in the military. It's on them to get past this thing. He says it's a tough thing for them to get past. And then to hear what his deeper concerns are. Like you need to put aside the fact that you served your country and that you wore that flag on your uniform and that you served and you stand at attention every time that flag is presented, and you stand at attention and salute when you are singing the national anthem. You need to get all past that, and listen to what he has to say. And then he talks about, based on what I've heard, I think he cares about some real legitimate issues that have to be talked about.
Well, and one thing that I think is deeply offensive as a whole is President Obama says, my understanding at least is that he's exercising his constitutional right to make a statement. Fine. And he says, it's a general matter when it comes to the flag of the national anthem and the meaning that it holds for our men and women in uniform, as if they're the only ones that the flag has a meaning for.
Well, it apparently
the flag has a meaning to every American in this country.
He doesn't talk about the meaning it has for him. Isn't that interesting?
Certainly. And he certainly doesn't talk about the meaning it has for the fans of the 49ers who have been burning Colin Kaepernick's jersey and saying, have some respect. And yes, there is a time and a place to discuss these issues. But one thing that President Obama could have said, but he didn't have the fortitude to do, apparently, is, look, there are reasons that we protest in this country, but let's not forget that the men and women who fight for that flag are the reason Colin Kaepernick has the ability to sit down and disrespect the flag during the national anthem.
And how in the world can you defend his positions as president of the United States knowing that he did such a disrespectful thing beyond not standing for the flag by wearing these socks on the practice field that show police officers depicted as pigs?
Well, and one more point. Let's not forget that President Obama made these comments defending Kaepernick disrespect the flag on foreign soil, as he usually does when he's degrading America.
It's 5:43.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes.
For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Good news! There's still time to enroll in a bachelor's or master's degree program at UMUC, a respected state university. But hurry, classes are starting soon. Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound out of Frederick. We've had the volume, but now it looks like we have a fender bender. Southbound 270. This will put it after 85, after the Monocacy, but before you get to Route 80 Urbana. So I'm really seeing traffic come to a halt there. So patience as fire and rescue respond 270 south before Urbana with the crash. Now around the Beltway, we're still off to a nice decent start here. College Park, Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge, Virginia Beltway, no troubles. Now for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, that's been good. DC, 295 southbound. Just watching that volume increase so far with fingers crossed. Nothing in the way as you pass East Capitol Street. We do have a closure in Southeast DC. A stretch of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue closed between Howard Road and Morris Road due to an accident investigation. Accident involved a motorcycle. For Metro Rail, we've been under Safe Track Surge number 8, and right in the area where they've been working, right now service suspended on the Blue Line trains between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Doren. They're dealing with a track problem. And now on the Orange Line, they're also dealing with an incident. They're single tracking between West Falls Church and Vienna. They say it's a derailment of a contractor track unit. I know it sounds a little tricky, but that's what they're dealing with on the Orange Line, single tracking. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the coastal flood advisory 2 hour east, but that will expire once we get past high tide. The early clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies. We'll hit 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, stray shower, thunderstorm, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
It is 5:47 on WMAL. Brian Wilson and Katie Pavlich in for Larry O'Connor this morning. And there's a Washington Post interview with Kathy Lanier, who leaves in 2 weeks to become the head of security over at the NFL. And she had some very interesting things to say in this interview. And I have to say, I agree with her. I mean, I've had my issues with Chief Lanier, mostly on Second Amendment issues, mm-hmm. where she seems to play politics. On one hand, she says, look, if there's a shooter in a situation, a shooting situation, do what you can to take out the shooter. But then on the other hand, she aligns herself with the politicians who are very anti-gun and anti-Second Amendment in this town.
Right.
So I've always had a little problem with her with that, but I agree with her on this. This is quoting from the Washington Post story. In a far-ranging interview, the chief of nearly 10 years unleashed a blunt rebuke of the myriad local and federal agencies responsible for keeping offenders in check, saying there are too many failures and too little accountability. Quote, the criminal justice system in this city is broken. In fact, she says it's beyond broken. And then she recounts a very interesting story about a man who had an ankle bracelet, mm-hmm. and he's being monitored, a GPS ankle bracelet.
the ankle bracelet shows that he's not where he's supposed to be, right? It is offline, as if he has taken it off or turned off the system, right? But nobody who's monitoring notifies the police. And so in the next few minutes, this guy goes on a crime rampage that started in Maryland, ends in the district, and included robbery, a shooting, a car theft that resulted in a car crash, and somebody was injured in that.
Amazing.
And said, we didn't even know it. And said, here's more from her interview. People say they want more police, they want more arrest, but if we're arresting the same people over and over again, there's got to be some questions being asked. And she's throwing her finger in the direction of the court system.
Exactly. Where are the prosecutors? Where is the Department of Justice making sure?
Where are the judges?
When the police do their job and enforce the law and arresting people who break the law, where are the prosecutors in making sure that the law is then upheld? And a lot of this comes down to letting these guys out early and early sentencing. The story that you just told is a perfect example. Letting them out on even on an ankle bracelet. They're capable of taking it off and then going on these crime rampages. And let's not forget that this is not simply just a result of Washington, D.C. politics. This also is happening in Chicago. Mm. 90% of the adult arrests for homicide with weapons-related offenses in Chicago were repeat offenders.
Right.
Repeat offenders. It's a breakdown in the criminal justice system and keeping these guys behind bars.
Here is Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
This tragedy isn't just noteworthy because Ms. Aldridge has a famous family member. It's noteworthy because these two offenders are the prime example of the challenge we face here in Chicago with repeat gun offenders that don't care who they shoot, don't care whose life they take, and clearly don't fear the consequences of their actions.
Yeah, repeat gun offenders. Why are they repeat offenders?
Because they keep letting them out of jail.
That's absolutely right. Well, listen, I think she's got a very good point here, and I'm glad she's saying it on the way out the door.
Right.
I wish she had said something a little earlier when we could
hope
have...
the next police chief takes a little bit of a different approach and that the justice system, meaning the prosecutors, listen to their warnings and requests.
It's 5:51, time for El Rushbo.
Well, folks, there's even more evidence the great economy the Obama administration's been touting isn't so great. Economists digging into the details of the latest unemployment numbers found that in 20 states, employers are still laying off workers. Of the states where some hiring is happening, Florida is in the top position. Just over 32,000 jobs were created in January, the majority of them in the restaurant, hotel, and amusement park businesses. On the other side of the ledger, Pennsylvania came up short, losing over 14,000 jobs. The big picture, according to an AP write-up, is that fewer states gained jobs in January. The best positive spin they've got is to say that the job market is generally improving, though many Americans are no longer working or looking for work, and wage growth remains tepid. Now, what you will not hear in any detail is how many people are working for less money than before, or how many are working part-time jobs because full-time jobs are scarce. The impact of Obamacare and the regime's war on coal will certainly not be factored in. And when Hillary on the campaign trail vows to stay the course on Obama's policies, pay attention. Here's what she's promising to deliver. More of the same. A stagnant economy, growing Washington, limping along with few high-paying jobs created, and more layoffs right around the corner, all the while government gets bigger and your benefits package maybe gets bigger. No wonder she's having coughing fits.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but Unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trouble spot right now on 270 is still with the crash. Southbound 270. This will put it after 85, but before you get to Route 80 Urbana, have at least one lane blocked here with units now at the scene of the crash. So very slow out of Frederick. So keep alert as you head down toward Urbana. That takes all the pressure. If you're joining on anywhere south of that, it's pretty good. Through Gaithersburg, Rockdale, down through to the Beltway. Beltway still moving at a decent pace through Silver Spring, Bethesda to the Wilson Bridge. No problems on the Virginia Beltway. Had the stalled car, Interstate 95 northbound as you head past 234. That was crowding the right lane. Southeast DC still with the closure and investigation of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue just north of Howard Road. It's closed from Talbert Street to Morris Road, so they'll work you around the neighborhood there. And on Metro Rail, again, reminder, there's some problems on Metro Rail's Blue Line. It's suspended service between Frank Springfield and Van Dorn due to a track problem. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Once again, seeing a coastal flood advisory 2 hour east. The early clouds give way to mostly sunny skies. We'll get up to 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 556.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever's in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, Hillary has a coughing fit. Is it fair now to start asking some questions about the woman's health? Also, you may not have heard, but late last night we learned that Phyllis Schlafly, conservative icon, has passed from the scene. We'll look back on her life and legacy. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL.